Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. The countdown to Super Bowl 59 continues. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the WIP afternoon show. Ike, how we feeling, man?
Spike Lee, a couple more days, man. And we're going to get some Creole. That food?
It's a...
Like the taste.
There's a seasoning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, it's a kind of people, it's a culture, but yes, there's Creole food.
Yeah, get to the point where I'm at.
Yes.
Are you there now?
Yes, I'm there.
All right, we're there in a couple days.
Yes.
Sunday. Meet me there.
On Bourbon Street.
Jackie Baseball, have you packed yet?
No. Jambalaya is what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, that's what
jambalaya.
You want to eat.
Yeah,
a little. Well, you got a little shrimp jambalaya.
Yeah.
Chicken jambalaya.
Well, I think you put both of them in there, right? Well,
I think jambalaya.
So what is it, the gumbo that's different? Is it shrimp gumbo and the chicken gumbo?
Well, this is going back to my Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Right.
I think gumbo has a roux and jambalaya doesn't. I think that's the difference between the two.
Ah.
Is making
that. But you're saying chicken and shrimp go in both.
I think so.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. And sausage.
And sausage.
Yes. I think they're all just mixed together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I won't be having any of that. I'll be having a little lettuce sandwich
next to you
guys.
I'm sure they have your stupid vegan jambalaya.
All right. No need to insult me.
Did I say holla at your boy?
No,
you didn't.
No.
Damn it. Let's get right.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're inching closer. Is it dragging on yet?
It is. Of course it is.
I'm not there. I still feel good. I feel the week's broken up to me.
Yeah.
Like, because we have a week here, then we have a week there. We travel on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it's not dragging for me yet. And for me, you've been through two Super Bowl experiences on the air. This is my first one on the air.
Right.
So I am very present in the middle of this. I'm present.
Glad you're present.
Feeling it around me. All right.
It's good.
Big show as always. Baldy will be on with us at 4 to disrespect my football opinions. We will have Flyers and 50 at 3:30. The new Insider of the Year power rankings, the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings come out at 4:30. And we have a new entry from a WIP employee who has never been on the list before.
Ooh.
In the Eagles Insider of the Year, in the top five, all that stuff. But I want to start today's show talking about our old friend, Andy Reid. Big Red.
Big Red.
I want to start off this by saying I have great respect for Andy Reid and for what he did here. So this is not, you know, Angela used to really, really hate Andy. I don't hate Andy. I like Andy. I like Andy Reid. I have respect for what he did here and respect for what he did in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. But I want to beat Andy Reid badly in the Super Bowl. I am sick of us as a fan base and the Eagles as an organization living in the shadow of Andy Reid, which I think we still have. We still talk about the best coach in Eagles history. We talk about Andy Reid. And we're supposed to be an elite organization. The Philadelphia Eagles are supposed to be an elite organization. And the best coach in team history for an elite organization cannot be a guy that did not win the Super Bowl. I want the shadow of Andy Reid gone. I don't want to be sunned by Andy Reid in the Super Bowl again. I don't want Andy Reid to make NFL history at our expense, right? Like, it's too close. It's too close. It's like getting beat by your brother or something.
Yeah.
Even though you love him, you want to beat him badly. And to me,
like
this
Kelsey brothers.
Yes, this Super Bowl means more because we can beat Andy. Like, it matters to me that Andy is there, and it matters to me that we could lose to Andy. I feel like it's almost like like exercising Jack brought this up, like exercising like a demon in getting rid of that Andy Reid shadow. So this game means a lot to me because it's the Super Bowl, but means even more to me because we can beat Andy Reid. Now you love Andy, obviously.
Yeah.
Does it mean any different to you because Andy's on the other side?
It does not.
Not at all.
Not one iota. In the sense that I want to win any more or less
right.
than Coach Reid is over there. I want to win because it's their third trip there, and we need to get to our second Super Bowl.
Yep.
So it could have been Buffalo. It could have been Baltimore. It would not have mattered. John Harbaugh is my old coach as well. Love him just as much. Known him longer than I've known Andy Reid, quite frankly. Harbaugh recruited me out of high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when he was at the University of Cincinnati. So I've been knowing him since I was 17. It would not matter. I would want the Eagles to win, and that's where I'm at. I understand it to a degree for some people that may still have the Andy Reid lingering effect there that they want to just rid themselves of. You know, I just don't have that. I just don't have that.
For me, it's like if my wife had this other boyfriend that happened before me that was still hanging around.
Right.
And he was a great boyfriend. She didn't end up marrying him or whatever, but he was a great boyfriend, and I still got to see him on Facebook. Right. And he's there when, you know, at parties or whatever.
It has to be a kid involved.
What's that?
It has to be a kid involved. Why the hell would he be hanging around?
Well, that's my question. Well, I don't want Andy hanging around. He's like an ex-boyfriend. So
ex-husband.
I need. I hope she doesn't have an ex-husband that I don't know about.
Yeah.
I got you. So for me, it means more because it's Andy Reid.
I feel you.
215-592-9494. Does the Super Bowl mean more to you because Andy Reid's on the other side? Do you want to beat Andy?
I wonder if Jeffrey Lurie feels that way.
I bet he does a little bit.
You think so?
I bet he does a little bit because so much of the credit of this era of Eagles football, and I say era in a bigger way. I'm not talking about last 10 years. I'm talking about last 25,
sure,
right?
Yes.
So much is given. So much of that credit is given to Andy and Joe Banner,
mm-hmm.
right? They set the template, the blueprint for the rest of it.
Yeah.
And I think there is some. I don't think Jeff Lurie has any dislike in his heart for Andy
whatsoever.
Hate, but I think
none whatsoever.
But I do think beating him also. There's something.
Yeah.
There's got to be something in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
You know,
especially since he's already beaten you for one. So just that competitive nature side of it, I would imagine.
Yes.
That he would want to at least be able to say, "We're 1-1. You got me. I got you.
Yep.
We both got multiple trophies.
Yep.
Yada yada. He's still the greatest head coach in Eagles history. But I guess if Nick Sirianni is here long enough,
we can have that argument. He's on his way.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
When Andy will ultimately be recognized as the greatest coach in the history of the game, there's nothing wrong with having that associated with you.
Absolutely.
So that's why I'll never view it that way. I want to be attached to Andy Reid, Nick Saban. I played for the two greatest coaches, arguably, in college football and the NFL.
You know what?
I can say that.
Yes. But you know what the difference is? For him.
I wonder how many guys can say that? How many guys have played for Nick Saban and Bill Belichick?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah.
He's had to have drafted an Alabama player in the last when he was there, right?
He had to have, yeah. The other thing is, we're like part of Andy's journey,
mm-hmm.
so it's part of where he got. But for us, he's still the best coach.
Yeah.
You know, like he's almost moved on. He's been able to move on more than we have, and I think we've moved on as a city. And I think that showed, you know, when Andy won the Super Bowl, we did Andy Reid Appreciation Day, and people were basically cheering for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've moved on from the hate, but I haven't moved on from the shadow, and I don't want it.
That's fine.
You know, I think we're part of his journey, but we don't look at Andy as part of our journey yet. We still look at him as the best coach.
So the reason why I said that, and I brought in
Jeff.
Mr. Lurie and everything, is that you're not coming from a place of hate. That's different than where
yes.
some fans may be coming from.
Yep. And I understand
Angelo Castaldi.
Yeah, it's so, just not me.
Yes, yes. Yep. You're just saying, I don't want to be in his shadow anymore.
Yeah, to me, the shadow is too large for an organization yeah. this big for a guy. And I don't mean to keep harping on didn't win the Super Bowl, but like...
That's the fact.
We have won a Super Bowl. Yep. And it was such
without him.
Yes. And it was such a weird moment with Doug not being here and Nick Foles not being here anymore mm-hmm. that like it almost... We didn't get to wash away Andy with that Super Bowl. We just washed away the Super Bowl thing with that Super
sure.
Bowl.
And there was still enough Andy on that Super Bowl. Doug was here because of Andy.
Yeah.
A lot of there's still players here that played under Andy, well, drafted
Nick,
under Andy.
Andy drafted
the core
Nick.
Four. Well, yep. except for Lane. He didn't draft Lane.
Although Chip had more to do with that Super Bowl than Andy because he brought Jeff Statlin here.
That's true. That's
good
true.
Point.
Well, and he drafted Nick Foles. And he left and came
yep.
back, but he drafted mm-hmm. Nick Foles as well.
Yep.
And you've mentioned this. It means something to you, right, Jack?
It does mean yeah. something to me. And again, I love Andy, but I'm also, I just got a little sick and tired of how could Philadelphia run Andy Reid out of town? He's a great coach. He could be the best coach of all time. It's just, I would like to be like, no, we're also a great organization too. I think we are a great organization, and, mm-hmm. and that's 100% a fact, but I think it's still viewed as Andy's the one that got away.
Right,
And being able to plant our flag of, well, now we got two Super Bowl rings.
And one was over him.
And one was over him. Like,
yep.
that stuff still matters.
Yep.
It still matters. Beating Mahomes matters, too, but beating Andy does matter. Still.
And I don't need him making history at our expense.
Exactly.
Like, I don't need the first NFL three-peat, Super Bowl three-peat coming at our expense. All right, 215-592-9494. We do have a next question today. It is Foxhole Guy status if you are the winner of next question today, which is big, it happening during the Super Bowl lead-up. Mm-hmm. So it is Oprah's birthday today. Oprah is 71 years old.
Man, big O.
Looks good for 71. Looks good for 71.
You should.
You know what they say. So for next question today, you know what they say, don't you?
Well, yeah, I think I do.
Yep. For next question today, we want somebody who's known by only one name. Jack, do you want to give us somebody who is known by only one name?
Yes, and I'm taking this so that Ike does
no.
not.
Don't take his.
I'm taking Tiger.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. I wasn't even going to go Tiger. That's a pretty good one right
Tiger's
there, man.
Known by one name.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's Tiger, man. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll
what are you thinking about over there?
Well, no, I think of him as his full name. You can call him Tiger, but to me...
Call him Tiger?
Well, yeah. I always say Tiger Woods.
Let me. Other than Michael Jordan.
Yep.
The greatest athlete
yes.
that's been around the last 30 plus years.
Yeah, I would
Tiger.
Agree. Yes. I'm not lowering Tiger Woods as
you
an
don't
athlete.
Either you're gonna call him Eldrick.
Not calling him Eldrick.
His government name.
Ike, you got one name.
I'm going Kobe.
Oh, Kobe's a good one too.
I gotta go to Black Mamba, man.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going Prince. And Prince,
right.
Prince is elite because Prince for a while didn't even have a name. He changed his name
symbol.
To a symbol. But there aren't enough people who aren't known by any name or just known by a symbol. So that can't be it. So I'm going Prince.
Prince.
215-592-9494. Does it mean more
that
Andy is on the other side? Prince? Oh,
man,
absolutely.
Love Prince.
Absolutely. When I was in Minneapolis, you can go through a tour of Prince's whole
compound.
I know.
It's the one thing I regret it not doing.
You can't.
I didn't do anything else in Minneapolis but sit in the damn mall,
in the mall.
For all week.
You know, I could have gone. The thing that bothered me, and I wish it didn't bother me, so I want to go back and do it, is you're not allowed to take pictures in there, and I wanted to take pictures.
You know, I think Trey did tell me that because Trey Thomas went. He wound up going. But now you're not allowed to take pictures, huh?
No.
What the hell is the experience for then? Why would I go then?
Yeah, but, you know, I can understand.
I can't take photos?
No, you're not allowed to take photos. And at least when in 2018, when I was there, you weren't allowed to take photos.
Goodness gracious.
All right. 215-592-9494. The question is, does it mean anything to you that Andy is on the other sideline? And next question today, give us somebody who is known by only one name. Starting us off, Dom in Princeton. You're on WIP. What's up, Dom?
What's going on?
Big Dom? No?
No, Big Dom. You definitely call me Little Dom, though.
All right, you're Little Dom from now on.
All right. What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
I think it means, growing up, I'm about 20 years old. Growing up, it means a lot because Coach Reed's team was like the GOAT team for me growing up for the Eagles. McCoy, you got McNabb. You've got like the legends, and Chip Kelly came in and ruined it. And Reed left, and we were kind of in pieces. We had Sam Bradford and Nick Foles just not getting it done. So I think we got to beat him, and I don't want to be the three-peat for the Chiefs.
Yeah, sit in the same place. And you said you're 20 years old?
Yeah.
So, man, so for most of your life, Andy Reid has been the, like maybe the most present name in Eagles history, you know, considering everybody.
If you're 20, what did you see? 10 years old, how old were you when you actually realized what you were watching?
Oh, yeah.
No, my first jersey was a Jeremy Maclin jersey.
So that's like what, 24?
Number 18.
Yeah, yeah, so Jay Mack.
When that Cowboys guy was on earlier, he got me all fired up because, dude, those freaking guys haven't won a Super Bowl since before I was born.
Right, what the hell is Corey?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Dom.
Yeah.
I just realized.
Ike's just, whatever in Ike's head is coming out.
No, that Cowboys fan that was on earlier talking trash about 57-year drought or whatever, or 67. And they haven't won a Super Bowl since 96 or 97, whatever it was.
Yeah, well,
I was even born.
Yeah.
You know? It's irrelevant.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine, too. Thank you for the call, Dom. For somebody like me, I'm 48. Mm-hmm. I lived through the Buddy era. Mm-hmm. I lived through the Rich Kotate era. Mm-hmm. I've been alive through a lot of different eras of Eagles football. He was 20, but even if you're 30 years old, Andy Reid, as far as if you talk about coaches and players.
You're 30, Andy is the coach that you know.
Yeah, yeah. He might be the single biggest Eagle, even if you consider players.
Frissy.
Yeah, the single biggest, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Character. In all of Eagles history.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're that age. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because if you're 20, by the way, you have no concept of Andy Reid. I'm 30, and like I understand Andy enough, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I wasn't there in 99.
I'm 20.
I didn't ask Dom's one name. I'm
sorry. Yeah, it's all right.
All right. What if he calls back?
What are you going to give you, Drake?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, 20 years old. Yeah.
It's a good name.
You pick somebody from Nickelodeon?
By the way.
Ren and Stimpy or something?
By the way, to bring this inside the show real quick.
Yeah.
So, Corey, who's now finally there?
Yeah,
you know, I'm thrown off too. Yeah. I'm so used to it. I got amateurs back here who are still on Bluetooth. Don't understand the next question. There's a rhythm and a rhyme to this show.
Yeah.
It's the Super Bowl.
Yep.
If everyone could please fall in line,
a rhyme and a rhythm,
whatever.
Lock in.
Like everyone's got to lock in.
Lock in.
Callers, hosts, new callers. I know there's a lot of new listeners.
Yeah.
Get off the freaking speaker and lock in.
Yeah.
Listen, Dom. I love you. I'm glad you called the show, bro. Don't. It's a little tough love right now.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Don't take too much of offense to this.
Sure.
Yes. Have it together when you call back the next
time. Well, and then you got to...
should never be the first caller that we go to.
Well, that's my fault.
Well, it's my fault.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I don't care what the midday show is talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're on a different topic.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, actually, if you're...
That's why you threw me off when you said the other caller earlier. Yeah. I'm like, hold on, aren't you our first caller? I'm like, you shouldn't even be our first caller.
Yeah, and also, don't listen to any other show. No, I'm just kidding. Listen to all the other shows.
The radio station starts at 2 p.m.
Yeah. And if this is your first time listening, this is the best show on the radio station.
Yes.
Thank you for listening for the first time. That's Ike Reese right there.
That's right.
I'm Spike Eskin. That's Jack Fritz.
Yes.
We are the most knowledgeable show on WIP. Mm. We're the funniest show on WIP.
Certain.
The best looking show on WIP. Mm-hmm. It's really like there's not any.
And you know who else agrees with all that?
What?
Our boss. He admitted that in.
Yes. We did
on
a
lie detector day.
Yeah.
So again, I appreciate the new callers. Please lock in.
All right. Speaking of locking in, Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. You locked in, Corey?
I've been locked in. I don't know what y'all doing back over there. Your phone systems are messed up or something. I was on hold. I'm like, we going to Dom. I'm like, who the hell is Dom? You know?
Oh, I didn't even see your name up there, though. I didn't see
his name. His name wasn't up there.
Again, there's something going on with the phones. If the engineers could lock in, everything's falling apart before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I thought y'all had Big Dom calling in. I'm like, okay, I'll take a backseat to Big Dom.
Big Dom Trash and Andy? That would be something else.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? But look, hey, yo, Spike, I don't know what you got going on, but next time, use a better analogy. I know, ain't no boyfriend sneaking around. My wife, you putting it down. That ain't worried about that.
Oh God!
So next time, use a better analogy.
You know that.
You breaking it down, you know.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So look,
she wakes up remembering what it was like.
Oh my God.
Exactly, boy. You
hell yeah.
Looking for round two. Hey.
Hell yeah. Everybody at work wonders what's going on.
2 o'clock, y'all. Yeah. We're in the 2 o'clock hour.
But look, hey, I want to beat the hell out of Andy Reid. Listen.
Yes.
Listen, it don't got nothing to do with Andy Reid himself. It's just a mistake with Andy Reid, like who he is. Just like I wanted to beat Belichick. Also, Ike Reese, Mac Jones played for Belichick and Nick Saban, you know.
Yes, I found out nine players.
Play for both.
Nine players played for both. Shout out to
Nick Saban used to kill me about how stiff I was.
Now, how many played for Ed Donatell as well?
Who was that?
The greatest of all time, I was told.
This dude's silly, man. Like, this dude. But look, man, I just want to beat the Chiefs. I want to end the dynasty. Because, see, we about to end the Chiefs dynasty and start a new one. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to do. So, Andy Reid, you know, Mahomes, y'all just happen to be in the way. Because, you know, the Eagles dynasty is starting. See, a couple years ago, 2 years ago, we were still kind of young. But now we here. You know, we know what it's like. See, Nick was learning. Jalen was learning. But now we know what it's like. Andy Reid, you better – we going to be y'all's worst nightmare. See, you got to go through us to win the Super Bowl. It ain't the other way around. We don't got to go through the Chiefs. The Chiefs got to go through us. We – my man, boss man D-Lo said, you know, she don't want a puppy. She want a big dog. And we the big dog. And y'all got to go through us.
That's what I mean.
Y'all know who Boss Man D-Lo is?
No shot.
I don't know that one.
Jack know who he is. Jack know, remember when the Phillies were singing this song? Phillies 21. Remember Marsh?
Oh, now I do. Yeah. These are Hirachis or something like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. There you go, baby.
Never a doubt. Never a doubt.
All right, but look. Real quick on the way out. Yesterday, put me in a box seat. And they call us later on, try to be like, you know, oh, Corey only rooting for Jalen, I see. Let me get one thing straight. Jalen is my guy, but I'm an Eagles fan first. You know, if the Eagles move on from Jalen, the next quarterback, I'm going to defend him the same way.
You know how we do it. Exactly. That's how we do it. I didn't mean to put you in a box yesterday. I just wanted you to go.
So wait a minute, Corey. If they have another quarterback that I don't think is that good, am I going to have to fight with you on about that guy, no matter who he is?
Jalen going to be the quarterback till he retires.
Okay. All right.
That's
all right.
The thing. You know, he's going to be the guy. Because, you know, we win it. Like, we're going to win this Super Bowl, and we got probably like two or three left that he's going to win because you had to bow the knee, baby. It's coming.
All right.
Mm-hmm. My one namer is, you know, Queen P, Beyonce.
Beyonce's a good one.
Beyonce's a good one.
Beyonce's a good one. And Beyonce's been Beyonce even since she was in Destiny's Child. She was just Beyonce. Has always been the one name.
Yeah, Beyonce's got to give her credit, man. Been around for a while.
Yep. And probably has how many, you know, doesn't have a lot left time left in the public eye, her and Jay-Z.
Okay, yeah.
Well, wow. You know, when the court documents come out, supposedly. I don't know. She's had a good run.
I think she's safe.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And even if she isn't, he's going down on her behalf.
Right, he will.
Yeah,
he will.
He better. Yeah.
Did you see Michael Rubin's not having the white party anymore?
No.
Yeah, and he said it's because he wanted to go out on top and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I know why you don't want to have the white party anymore.
We know why you stopped that white party.
Yep.
Keep it moving, though. Let's keep it moving.
Yep, the high-level parties.
We'll stop having these get-togethers.
Yep. All right. Coming up next, it seems like, based on this news that we'll talk about, that Kellen Moore is pretty much the only candidate for the Saints. Yeah. So we'll talk about that candidate that's dropping out and then the ripple effects that could happen here in Philadelphia. We also want to know, does it matter to you? Does it mean a little extra to beat Andy? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.